and Democrats, of kings and heroes.
Would you like to turn the pages of Shahnameh?
Wow, look at this. I mean, look at these extraordinary pictures.
Join me, Ali Ansari, for a journey through the history of Iran from mythic past to uncertain present.
Through Persian Eyes, starting on Monday evening at 8 o'clock on BBC Radio 4.
This is BBC Radio 3. We're broadcasting between 90 and 93 FM on digital radio and in high definition online. The time now is just after 11 o'clock, time for the first edition this week of Late Junction, presented by Fiona Talkington.
Machozi yango yote namalizika. Iye nitalala na nani, we unaenda. Iye paka ni mawazo, iye paka ni kuwaza waza, we unaenda. Naenda kama ile njia ya kama ni maisha ya kufata, we dada, Ruelon, 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 tindasiwe, Ruelon, 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 tindasiwe. Paka ni mawazo, apo nani achango, kama we unaenda, we unaenda, we unaenda.
That's Papa Wemba from his second album for the Real World label, which was called Emotion, and that was a song called Rail On. Papa Wemba had already recorded 25 albums before he got together with Real World, and then Emotion came out in 1995. But it's one of a batch of re-releases of some of Real World's classic albums, which they've called Real World Gold. Hello again, welcome from me, Fiona Talkington, to Late Junction. We're here Tuesday to Thursday, as ever, at this time, through till 12:30. And I have to say, I'm very excited about our Late Junction collaboration session coming up on Thursday's programme. Two musicians who'd never played together before. And this is one of them, a great musician and someone with a great sense of humour too.
With renting a bike. on your mum. She got to look after the kids. While we take a few days off, we'll feel like we're on the run. Nothing can possibly stop us from having some fun. And get away quick. Let's go right away. It doesn't matter thinking about all the ins and the outs roundabouts. We won't do it at all if we stay. Take the bull by the horns, darling, what do you say? Time away from the telephone, paging and messaging, no interactive TV, no one to faxes or taxes, and we shall be free.
John Paul Jones. Yes, the John Paul Jones from an album from 10 or 11 years ago now called The Thunder Thief. The wonderfully witty Freedom Song. And never mind all the basses and guitars he plays on that album. He's revelling in mandolins, keyboards, koto, autoharp, ukulele. So with a musician like that, it was really only a matter of time before he came into the Lake Junction studio. And on Thursday, you can hear his session with a brilliant drummer, Erlen Dahlen, whose Rolling Bomber album I've been playing you a lot recently. And you'll also know him from the Nils Petter Mølvær Band and Exploding Plastics, among others. I don't know if you saw Hauschka with percussionist Kai Angermann at The Great Escape last year. There's a track from that on a new EP called Transcendentalism called The Great Escape. And after that, I'm going to play you a project by Helen Ottaway's Art Music, which has been collecting bell sounds along the A11 road in London, from church bells to bicycle bells and boxing ring bells.
old gate in the city.
A ring of eight.
1,000 years ago.
The bells are 1700 right in E.
How to set the bell?
How to ring them?
The bell is made of five metals.
Two strands of claret and one strand of white.
You get to see the real England.
Different sounds in different places, all the way from Aldgate East right up to Bow.
The bell was given to me.
These bells were made in Patan in Nepal.
The bells of the German church were made in the Whitechapel Bell Foundry.
Every time you ring, you ought to be able to stop the bell.
The nine bells, they're played in a very slow and dignified way.
A doorway into another world.
This bell and this Dorje, these are the symbols of emptiness and form.
And he said to me, "Are you here to ring the bells?"
This church is dedicated to St Dunstan. St Dunstan happens to be the patron saint of bell founders.
At St Dunstan's.
My bicycle bell came with my bike, which is an ice cream green.
I knew that I had to have a bell because apparently that is the law.
It's a really nice bell.
With thousands of bells attached to my bike. This bell says I love my bike.
It's a smiley bell.
This evening's performance is about to start.
Ring the bell. You ring the bell.
Really quite fantastic sound.
The sound of the bell.
Ring the bell. You ring the bell.
I ring wherever I can, whenever I can. Because I love bell ringing.
A project called Ring Ring Bell, put together by Art Music, which is run by Helen Ottaway. And it's part of High Street 2012, which is Tower Hamlets' regeneration project along the A11 from Aldgate to the Olympic Park Stadium. And not only can you read more about it on Art Music's website, but you can download the soundscape and some ringtones as well. And before that, Hauschka and Kai Angerman and The Great Escape, recorded at the festival last year. Today is the 60th birthday of the great Norwegian singer Sissel Endresen, a truly inspiring musician and a wonderful person. Here's something new from her. It's from her duo project with the guitarist Stian Vesterhus and an album just out from their concert together in Bergen last year, which left most of us quite speechless at the end. This is a track called Wayward Ho.
Bell light eller sit här nå om åldres natten är måldres nålen fäddes har medeles natt och förlor av. Now all my fetters Ar mawrth nawrws Môl yr ewlydd Hereris Nawr ôl i'r ffibus Hôl yn nawrws O meir eir i lus Nawr ffoled ar ôl Môl Môl Fereris Nawr ôl Hôl ar ôl Neid Not a full beam, not a fit, but us full at full. Oh, the fit, but us a full man on our own, and oh, the fit, but us at the machine. My head,
I'm gonna put me now. as many wounds, smiles, and buried in a midst of life. Praise days and goals of lies and memory. Mind dies and query more folded and souls and buried. Pray for my goals and bury me time so low. Mang
That's one of Sissel's favourite collaborations. Sissel Endresen and Christian Vollmerer from their album with Helga Steen called Merriwinkle. And Sissel celebrating her 60th birthday today in great style, I hope. And first of all, there I played you a track from her new release with Stian Vesterhus, which is called Diddy My Dreams. Shostakovich in between from his string quartet number 7, played by the Brodsky Quartet.
Eu quero mais que você se estrumbique, estrumbique, estrumbique. Tropece, 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 tropece que você merece. Diz que está muito aflita. Está arrependida. diz que me diz que me diz que diz kits. Estamos kits. Tu não me liga, eu não acredito nos seus chiliques, 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 trambiques, trambiques. Tu não me bique, tu não me apronte, tu não me apronte. Eu quero mais que você.
Another tantalising track from the Brazilian label Mais Um Gringo, Cerebro Electronico with Tulipa, following on from the rather brilliant Portuguese guitar player Custódio Castelo, inspired by the sounds and sea of Cape Verde in that piece. 10 years ago, Michael Nyman released an album inspired by a visit to India. It's just been re-released, and it's a collaboration with singers of the Khayal vocal tradition, the Misra brothers, electronic mandolin player Yu Srivinas and tabla player Sanju Sahai, and of course the Michael Nyman Band. This is the closing movement of a piece called Three Ways of Describing Rain, Dhyan or Meditation.
Sare ga sare ga re sa ni pa sa, sare ga sare ga re sa ni pa sa, sare ga sare ga re sa pa ga re ni pa ga sa ni pa re sa ni ga re sa ni pa ga re sare ga re sa ni pa sa, sare ga sare ga re sa ni pa sa, sare ga sare. Gare sani pasa, sare ga sare, gare sani pasa. Gare sani pasa, sare ga sare, gare sani pasa, sare ga sare, gare sani pasa, sare ga sare, gare sani pasa, sare ga sare.
Diane, or Meditation, from Michael Nyman's Three Ways of Describing Rain. The Michael Nyman Band with the Misra Brothers, Yush Ravinas and Sanju Sahai. And that's from the album Sangam, re-released 10 years after its first appearance. I'm Fiona Talkington. You're listening to Late Junction here on BBC Radio 3.
Mm-hmm. iam er sui vestrivero er sui ustrivir iam glemedum ianus soar tau cro
Janus's Month, and the voice of Lena Villamark, which opens a new compilation by Dia called Nordic Women. 18 really striking tracks, and some unusual choices too, from Iceland, Sweden, Norway, Denmark and Finland. A month before the Japanese tsunami, Geir Jensen, also known as Biosphere, had made an album inspired by the architecture of Japanese nuclear plants. It came out on Touch under the title of N Plants, and this is Fujiko.
で、 白波が押し寄せてくるように、富士山の斜面を雪がの白波のように流れてきます。
The Mists of Debussy's Prelude Bruyère, played on a new recording by Alexei Lubimov, following on from Biosphere and music inspired by the architecture of Japanese nuclear plants made just a month before the Japanese tsunami. That was a track called Fujiko. Nello Cherry teamed up with the trio The Thing recently, and they've released an album together. On it is a version of one of Don Cherry's old tunes, Golden Heart. I don't think you can cover a song unless you love it and have a relationship with it, she said in an interview recently. With Golden Heart, I felt a sense of responsibility. And when we were recording it in the studio, it felt almost dreamlike. Something you might hear if you were in Senegal, with someone singing from the mosque in the morning just as the sun's coming up. An impression of sound and colour rather than a conventional song. Nana Cherry and The Thing with their wonderfully atmospheric version of Don Cherry's Golden Heart. I've worked with the Estonian choir Vox Clamantis quite a few times now, and the last time was a beautiful concert at King's Place last year, where I remember just seeing the look of peace and calm on the audience's faces was inspiring. Vox Clamantis have a new album out, and it ends with this Jewish chant.
Thank you.
Who laughs in the morning will cry in the evening. A song by Guillaume de Machaut, played there by Garth Knox with the percussionist Sylvain Lemaitre. And the first tune that Garth played there was by Hildegard of Bingen. Garth, whose CD Saltarello recently topped the Billboard Classical Charts, is at LSO St Luke's in London on the 10th of July, along with Christian Vallemere and Carl Seglem. And the choir Vox Clamantis just before, and a Jewish chant which comes from their new CD, Filia Sion. I played you some Al Boley a few weeks ago, and I was really pleasantly surprised by some tweets and emails saying that you'd never heard of him and could I play more? Al Boley was born in Mozambique to Greek and Lebanese parents, and he became really popular in the 1920s and 30s. He died aged just 43 in 1941 in an air raid in London. So I'm going to end Late Junction tonight with a rather poignant song of his from 1933, and before that, another tearjerker from Taras. Thanks very much for tuning in tonight. You can listen again on the iPlayer, and do join me again tomorrow night at the same time, 11 o'clock. Good night.
The river is dark with peat from the fell. The curlews, they're calling with nothing to tell. Go leave my house and go leave my home and go pack your bags, love. Tomorrow you'll roam, and like a fox you shall grieve. Oh, the waters of the north, so wild and so sleek, and go take them in love, and take them in deep.
Oh, the river is black with peat from the fell. The curlews, they're calling with nothing to tell. So go leave me now and let me just sleep. Your thieving words are nothing, but they're all I will keep.
Hello and welcome to BBC Radio 3 Through the Night with me, Jonathan Swain. And first tonight, Verdi's Requiem. Requiem masses exist in plenty, he said. It's useless to add one more to their number. That he did was out of love and admiration for two other Italian artists, Rossini and Alessandro Manzoni. Manzoni was a poet, dramatist and above all nationalist. And when he died in the 1870s, Verdi was so overcome with emotion he said he couldn't bring himself to go to the funeral. Well, a performance of Verdi's Requiem here from the 2009 Clara Festival in Brussels. I'll credit the soloists at the end, but the Swedish Radio Chorus and Swedish Radio Symphony Orchestra are conducted by Daniel Harding.
Thank you. Giudicanti responsabili.